account is really spectacularly good. Probably the most one of the really interesting things about reading the first account was this disease can affect internal organs and extremities. At the time of the patient's death, it was in the middle of the night, and the medical students of Dr. Kuthmal actually did an initial autopsy, and they tossed away the extremities so that he didn't have them to look at. That was a surprise. And the second thing that was a surprise and big major contribution was that at first they thought it was due to a worm infestation, a nematode infestation, and they actually published that, and then they looked at the specimens under the microscope and they discovered this is not a worm infestation. This is some disease that we have never seen before. This is important because this Max Hirsch actually was a co-founder of the International League Against Rheumatism, and then a founder of the German Society of Rheumatology, and he was Jewish. He disappeared during the Holocaust, and his fate was unknown until we tracked down his descendants and were able to piece together what actually happened to him. He was completely, all reference to him was eradicated basically by the Nazis, and so he was lost to history until we were able to discover his story. That was a very intense piece of work, actually. It's often very difficult to get all of the facts right, and that there are a lot of dead ends in pursuing historical threads, and that references to historical facts or to historical circumstances as published by others mostly are right, but sometimes they're wrong and they can lead you astray. I've also learned how to use libraries and to work with librarians who are really wonderful people in different institutional settings. Just parenthetically, I'm just going to tell you this very briefly. I was interested in the life of Kuthmal, and then Wegener had described this form of vasculitis also. So I got interested in that, and I found out then that he was not the first describer, which was, you know, one revelation, but the biggest revelation was that it turns out that he was a Nazi doctor at the very first enclosed ghetto in Poland, and not very far from the very first extermination camp, and that he was involved in all of this activity, and that none of that came to light after the war, and this disease got named for him after the war. And then with the help of a German-Polish person, we spent 5 years investigating his life and his work. The upshot of it was that we published articles about that, about our investigation, and then ultimately in 2010, as a result of all of this, the name Wegener's granulomatosis was delisted, and a new name called granulomatosis with polyarteritis was implemented.